what went down in Hyrox Berlin and what is going to go down in Hyrox London? Also, will there be a Welsh episode of the Roxzone podcast? Well, who better to answer that question than Nathan Petrie?
Between Hoffy Welsh episode of Roxzone podcast.
You what, mate?
The
Welsh episode's been cancelled.
Is it not going to be in Welsh?
No, it's not going to be in Welsh. Giggling in the background, as you might have heard, is Mikey.
Hello.
A fellow Englishman.
Yeah.
That's enough Welsh for one episode at least.
You're German, Max.
Three, two, one. Roxzone in.
Auf Deutsch. Roxzone in.
Roxzone in.
Okay, before we get into your review of Hyrox Berlin, Max, have you boys seen that the teams are starting to be revealed for the Hyrox Mixed Relay World Championships?
So what, not the captaincies now?
No, the actual teams. So we found out who the team captains were a couple of weeks ago, but now we're actually finding out the teams.
Nice, okay. Well, what news do you have?
Hi, I've got some news for you, Max. So Team England has been revealed. So we've got Captain Michael Sandbach, and he's teamed up with Rebecca Mason, Kate Davey, and Jake Williamson. They've all raced in the Elite 15 this year. Jake is also... Do you know who Jake is at all?
Yeah, by complete chance, I was in one of the races, I can't remember which one it was, in the starter tunnel with him.
Yeah.
And I didn't quite know who he was.
What were you doing in his race? You were lying. Yeah. What time did you put down for your heat, you little liar?
Probably like sub 50 or whatever. Yeah. Must have been a slightly ambitious time I put down there. In any case,
you know,
it was the normal chat of like, I feel like I've seen this guy's face before. Yeah. Somewhere on social.
Yeah, he's blown up on social media this year, big time.
But let me tell my story, Mikey.
Oh, sorry. Okay, go for it.
I was like, you're right, mate. Like, yeah. Oh, how are you feeling for this? Oh, yeah, a bit sore. And then I was like, oh, yeah, probably like not going to go out and have the best showing. What are you trying to do? And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm trying to win this thing. And then I thought he was joking. I genuinely thought he was joking. But then there wasn't a smile or anything that came after it. So I thought, oh, shit, no. He's serious.
he was sizing you up, Max. He was trying to psych you out by the sounds of it as well.
That was not needed at all. I fully psyched myself out before the race even started. But okay, fine. So that's Team England.
Yeah, Team England. So then Dina Hogan is captain for Team Ireland, but she's still hunting. Graham Halliday.
Hang on. Go on. One second. Do you reckon Dina, or not Dina, but... do you reckon Tom has made the cut?
That's a really good point. Oh, it's sort of like, oh, she's damned if she does and she's damned if she doesn't, right. To be honest.
If she does choose him, it's like nepotism.
Yeah.
If she does, it's like, do you hate your husband? Like,
yeah. Yeah. Imagine how much the kids would love it in that family as well if he didn't get picked.
Wait, hang on. They have enough kids to form their own island/Hogan.
So it's not even Team Ireland, it's Team Hogan.
Team Hogan coaching, Team Hogan relay. Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Oh, I love that. Right, well, that's Team Ireland sorted. Well done. Graham Halliday is looking after members in Team Scotland. He's still on the hunt for people. If you follow him on Instagram, you can see how you can sort of qualify. But the big one, have you seen Team USA?
Right, I've not seen it, but sorry, who's the team captain?
Hunter, right?
Hunter's the team captain.
And right. Who do you reckon Hunter McIntyre has picked from America?
Well, I think for the women, it has to be Lauren and Meg. Right?
Yeah, Meg Jacoby, Lauren Weeks, straight in. And okay. the final guy?
Well, this is the thing. Hunter doesn't get on super well with everyone in the
race. But he's all about winning. Don't forget that. So I think, you know, no matter what, he would put that aside. So he's picked the fastest.
Is that Ryan Kent then?
It's Ryan Kent. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So this team is insane. I mean, it's two world champions. Meg's had the women's world record previously. Yeah. Ryan is the third fastest elite of the year, I believe. Okay. So, I mean, it kind of feels pointless for everyone else racing at the moment,
whoa,
doesn't it?
Whoa. If I may say so.
Go on.
The Americans are notoriously shit when it comes to taking individual athletes of great, great caliber and making a team out of it.
Mm. Okay. Okay. Fine. Fine.
Hey, I'm not talking out my ass here.
Like, I just like the fact that it's good fighting talk. I like to see it. I like to hear it.
Let me cast your mind back to a time I don't think I was even born. Mm. So
we've got to go back 30 years for you to prove your point. Sure, go for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because nothing in sport has happened since then. But yeah. Go on, tell me your point.
Well, I could tell you the golf like analogy I had, but I thought I'd share everyone listening to that.
To be fair, I've seen Full Swing. I already know what you're saying, but yeah, go on. Yeah,
the Americans got dicked on in the Ryder Cup, even though they, on paper, were way, way, way better than the Europeans. Why? Because they're individuals, not team players necessarily.
Okay,
but
fine.
For all of those people that don't acknowledge golf as a real sport, don't worry, I have another backup example. When the USA basketball Olympic team first formed, they were shite. They were so, so crap. I don't know exactly who was in there. I'm pretty sure it was MJ. And on paper, they had every other nation in the bag. And I think they lost to something like the Soviet Union, something really befittingly at the time.
I actually think you're semi right here. But weirdly, I'm rewatching The Last Dance with Michael Jordan at the moment. Absolutely epic documentary if you've not seen it. And I've literally just watched the episode where they put the dream team together for the Barcelona Olympics and they absolutely crushed it.
Oh, they crushed it.
Okay.
But I think you need to go back before MJ.
I was going to say, and I think that was because it was so disastrous that they lost in the last Olympics. I think that, so you're sort of semi right, but yeah.
There's something on this.
Yeah. Anyway.
Back to Hyrox.
On the topic of the Mixed Relay World Championships, I've got an update on the Welsh episode that we've been threatening to do because it continues to grow, right? So just to remind you, because even I've forgotten, to be honest, I had to listen back, right? A few episodes ago, Max suggested that Nathan could invite a serious Welsh athlete onto the pod because Wales had been left out of the Hyrox Mixed Relay World Championship. So we've got England, Ireland, Scotland, but Wales isn't there, right? We then got a DM from Geffen Robinson, who's an ex-pro rugby player, and he said he'd be up for it and coming on the pod, right? But we've now had even more take up. Okay. Ben Davies has weighed in and wants to be part of it. And he said, "Hi lads, just listened to the episode where you discussed getting some Welsh athletes onto the pod. I can confirm I am Welsh, 40 years old, have been living in Dubai for the past 14 years and qualified for the Worlds with a pro time of 63 minutes and 15 seconds. Would love to get on."
Stop.
Yeah.
No. You can't live in Dubai for the past 14 years, of course.
I was going to pull him up on this because I'm like, you know, he says he lives in Dubai. So how much does he really love Wales?
Nathan, serious question now. You've been very quiet all episode. Why is it that all of your countrymen, including yourself, seem to be leaving your homeland?
I'm just thinking.
The silence says it all.
Yeah. Well, this is a small sample set. I mean, there's plenty of patriotic Welsh people living in Wales. But yeah, this guy, Ben, does happen to live in Dubai. And it's quite funny, actually. I actually know another Ben Davis that also lives in Dubai.
Maybe it is him.
I've checked. He's my best mate's brother. I've checked with my best mate. It's not the same Ben Davis. Okay. But yeah, we're all escaping.
Okay, well, cool. Like I said, two things that I wanted to note from that message was that Ben lives in Dubai. The other one was that we never asked for race times. However, I'm liking his flex because it's got me thinking on sort of a separate but slightly linked to this whole conversation, because we received a DM from Adam Marshall, or English Nathan, as he will be forever known on the pod, saying, "As an honorary Welshman, it's a crime there's no Welsh team in the Hyrox Mixed Relay World Championships. Surely Nathan is getting a petition together to make it happen."
Yeah, Nathan, what the hell? Where is your petition? Where's your email to Mintra right now saying, "Where's the Wales team?"
Good point. And I just want to just pause on that for one more second, because I've looked at Ben's profile on Instagram, and this guy's a unit, right? This Ben Davies guy in Dubai, plus 63 minutes is in the pro is clearly good. As I said, we've got Geffen, who's also keen, an ex-pro athlete. Mm-hmm. On top of this, we've got Danny Walsh, who's also messaged us, and she says, could you please let Nathan know I'm going for his Wales relay team? I'm 100% Welsh, regularly participate in Hyrox races, and I'm willing to do the burpees, plus my times aren't bad either. And I was thinking, you know, Nathan, you're currently injured, so that means immediately you're the perfect team captain, right? Yeah.
Oh my God.
And we've got Geffen, Ben and Danny in the team. So we're just one female short of having the Welsh relay team.
And we all know that Nathan is the Roxone podcast resident feminist. So I'm sure he'll have no problem recruiting someone.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I'll write an email to Mintra after this episode.
No. Because I was going to say, all of this means nothing without a space on the Welsh team. So Max, I think we should lift the ban. Let Nathan email Mintra and we'll give you the next 15 minutes to compose an email to Mintra requesting, or should I say demanding, a space for the Welsh team.
Okay. Sorry, am I sharing you a draft or should I just write it and send it?
Well, what I'd like you to do is write it and then you bring it back on the pod and we'll critique it and then we'll press send on it.
Oh, you want me to read it out on the pod?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm thinking to give it a bit more gravitas, let's get a petition organized in the shape of an Instagram poll that will run while we record this episode as well. So you can get some stats into your email as well, because I think that will really like help bed it in.
What, in 15 minutes, you're supposed to put a poll together?
Yeah.
And write an email?
Yeah. So I'm thinking...
Wait, but I'm not going to get the stats in 15 minutes.
Yeah, you are. Rely. I know we're not live, but rely on the audience, Nathan. I'm sure you'll have a huge sample within 15 minutes.
So I'll just be, hi, Mintra. Sorry, I haven't emailed you for a while. I had a ban.
Why don't you go away? Have a little think about it.
I've got three responses from a poll I just put up.
No, okay. Because remember, polls are in percentages, so that's what you have to remember. So never tell anybody how many people actually voted.
66% exactly want the Welsh team.
Exactly, and suddenly it sounds way more powerful, doesn't it?
Does sound a lot more powerful. Okay, well, is Nathan off to do his homework?
Yeah.
Going to continue the show while he's gone.
That's it.
Okay.
Well, no problem.
See you in a bit. See you in a bit, Nathan.
Bye bye.
Okay, let's talk Hyrox Berlin, Max. You were there to race as a relay with Paul, Rhys and Andy. Andy is on the line with us right now. Hello, mate.
Hello, guys. Hello, how's it going, mate?
Yeah, good.
Well, it's about time, Andy. You got your priorities straight.
Sorry to keep us back there.
Yeah. We finally got you on the podcast IRL. Yeah. So, boys, all I've heard actually is hugely positive reviews from the event. Yeah, tell me everything. Yeah. How was Hyrox Berlin?
Well, it was an event like no other. As cringe as that might sound, but more than anything, because it was outside. And that's never happened before, I don't think, in the history of Hyrox. And not only was it outside, but it was on an airfield.
Nice.
As we kind of speculated in the past, right? Mm. And they actually had a few of the aircrafts on display, which made for a pretty cool backdrop.
Wicked.
And what I really liked is that it was outside for two reasons. Mm. The temperature, it was chilly when you weren't racing, but when you were racing, it was so much nicer because you had fresh air, you had that like nice, not too cold, but like chilling breeze. Mm-hmm. I'm sure some people will disagree, but I think Andy was quite happy about it because he was wearing a latex trench coat for at least some of the race.
Yeah, like the first run, like as you said, initially it was like, this might be quite cool, but as soon as you started going, it was perfect, honestly. And with the extra ventilation I required with that jacket, it was perfect.
So, perfect for when Hyrox sent an email out saying it's going to be outside, dress accordingly. Andy most certainly did. The other thing was that it felt much more chilled out because the wall of noise was slightly more dispersed. There wasn't as much echoing back and forth in like sticky and stuffy convention center.
Yeah.
It felt much more manageable to be in there.
Yeah.
Is something that I picked up on. However, to address the elephant in the room, there was a bit of a shit storm online after Hi Rox announced, what, like a week before the actual race, that it was going to be outside.
I thought they'd already said that, but maybe it hadn't officially been revealed or something.
I don't think it was, because you saw on Instagram them putting like kind of a recall back online, saying to everyone who's disappointed with this, you can get your money back or race in Hamburg.
Well, I was going to say, so the funny thing about this is I'm assuming people were complaining because they were like, I want to be fast. I'm guessing is the main reason. And it looks like Berlin was one of the fastest races of the season.
Oh, is that so?
They've proper missed out. Yeah, which is brilliant.
Not just missed out because of the race time, but like Andy will back me up here. It was the sickest event there ever was. Like, it was so good. And the weather held up. It was forecast to rain. And for whatever reason, it didn't rain almost at all, I don't think. And I think me and Andy actually like had a quick chat after our race and discussed just how
You actually hung around to speak to our community, did you, Max?
Briefly. I did make a swift exit after business was
discussed. VIP moving swift.
It wasn't as swift as his entry, though. He turned up 5 minutes before the race.
That's also true.
That's early for Max. That's very early. That's about 4 minutes early for Max.
Well, the check-in desk were closing because the relay's the last part of the day. And They'd already set up or like closed up shop, right? And I'd like ran in I'm pretty sure I was the very last person to get signed in. So yeah, I'm sorry about that. it wasn't meant to be as tight, but it was fantastic. Like all round awesome venue. The fact that there was one lap, like so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. So would you, like, how big was the Rock Zone? Was the Rock Zone as big as the running straight, as it were? Or was it like a bit curved, so it ended up being a bit shorter? Like, what was the vibe?
What do you reckon, Andy?
I think it was maybe a bit shorter. I'd seen some guys online and measured the whole run, like workout to workout, at 1.2K.
Right. Because if you're outside, you could probably use your GPS watch.
I actually did.
Yeah,
it was the first time.
Do you reckon it was accurate?
I think so, because just over that first run, like the times that it was showing, like the pace on my watch wasn't that far off what we ended up running. So
cool.
That was good. That was good.
Just so you can tell everyone, what was your first K run in, Andy?
Now, there's obviously the asterisk that it might not have been a kilometer, but we'll ignore that. 3:10.
Oh yeah. Nice. No, it sounds like it was a longer than a kilometer there.
it was 1.6, it was a mile. But doing that and then still getting into the ski fifth.
Yeah. Wow. How did you find the ski? Because you got stitched up there. You did tell me offline that the ski was your most hated thing, and then we obviously put you in there. How'd you get on?
Well, that's the way it should be as well. That's the way it should be.
This is why you were picked, Andy. It's that sort of commitment right there.
No, it was fine, mate. It's the first relay I've done, so how you approach everything is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And going absolutely 100% on that run into a ski, I'll be honest, I got the 750 at a pretty good time, and the last 250 probably burnt out a bit, and then it was a slog to get back to the relay zone.
that's the thing you can't forget on a relay, that once you're done with your exercise, depending on where you are in the Rock Zone, you've actually got a little bit of a ways to go to actually make it back and tag your teammate. But
was there butt slaps or for the tags, or was it friendly,
you know,
gentlemen
what?
High fives?
It wasn't needed. You know, it would have kind of seemed a little bit tacky. You know, our outfits turned.
I think there was enough going
heads.
On.
True, yeah, true. Yeah. You might have caught a Prince Albert or something.
this is the other thing I'd like to address, right? So what I initially shared in my brief was that we were going to dress as kind of underground ravers ready to take on Berghain.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why it got interpreted so differently with every single team member. But to give some highlights, Paul wore a dog collar.
Yeah, a real dog collar.
which he bought from an actual pet store. Yeah. Reese wore what I can only describe as like Pokemon trainer gym gloves, as in, you know, half MMA, half I take Pokemon Go way too seriously. And then Andy, I feel like, interpreted it in a complete style of his own by wearing not only a glitter vest, but also a mohawk, which I must say, I don't think I've quite seen a raver wear fake headgear. But,
the photos on our Instagram, on our main profile page, I'm looking at it right now. I have to say, you guys look phenomenal and you look like the coolest band on earth. That's how I would describe you. I'm like, wow, I really want to be friends with those guys.
Those guys know how to party. Yeah. Well, I'm not sure about you, Andy, but I got quite a few like go-ons and like your outfit's sick as I was going round.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody was really, it was almost like people were happy to see people just having fun with it. And I found that with the relay as well, that it was very good natured and good fun from all the teams as well. Yes. It was not that it wasn't serious, but it was a wee bit more laid back, the fun aspect of the relay, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, as you should. Before we bring this conversation to a close, I want Andy to retell his day in his own words, as he did to me that evening after the race.
So getting up from my house just outside Belfast at 3 a.m, flying to Berlin, then driving straight to the arena, then watching for a few hours, then went to Burgermeister because my friend had told me the burgers and Burgermeister in Berlin are the place to go. Did that. Then I went back to the hotel, slept for an hour, to the arena, did the race, and then was up at 3 a.m. the next morning to fly home. Specifically for that.
Love it.
That was it. However, Andy omitted the details that I enjoyed most of that story, is that at one point he thought, well, I've got so much time, what am I going to do? I might try and go to the zoo. which he then didn't do. Yes, and then Andy ended the whole conversation after he'd raced the relay and said, I've woken up at 3 a.m., flown through Europe with leather gear, wanted to go to the zoo, and it's still today. It's just the way he said the way he said that. Oh, that killed me. That was so good.
Brilliant. It's still today.
And you know the funniest thing about it, like you couldn't believe when we talked about that I wasn't racing, and I just came across for this specific reason. And
yeah,
the fact that we just missed out on it going sub 60 because you had a 5 guys an hour and a half before the race.
I was the core culprit as to why we did not go under 60 minutes, because I had not a normal 5 guys, but I had a double 5 guys.
Oh, Max.
And I thought, yeah, 3 hours before my next race, that's probably enough time. No, it was not. But yeah, that kind of sums up the Berlin Berghind boys relay experience. I think it delivered in every conceivable way.
Yeah, it was great. Honestly, lads, it was. I had such a good time, and so did the other two guys as well. So everybody was really, really stoked to be involved with it.
Andy, thanks so much, not for joining us on the pod as much as just being such a hero and flying to Berlin for no other reason than to race a 3-minute 10 kilometer and then doing the exercise you hate most, all whilst wearing a mohawk, which miraculously stayed on the whole race. Andy, cheers, mate.
Nice.
We'll see you soon.
See you soon. Thanks.
Oh, Max, it sounds like you guys just had the best weekend.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Well, I just want to say a massive thank you to Andy, of course, Paul and Reese. You know, it's so awesome that we have people like them listening to the pod and willing to get involved and fly 100%. Across Europe to do crazy things. So I think it only seems right that we shout out Reese's event that he's hosting in Scotland. Yes. It's called the Braw Fitness Games. And rather than me mess it up and try and explain what it is, here's Reese to tell us what it's all about.
Hello, Rockzone Podcast. I just wanted to say a massive thanks for having me on your relay team. It was a really awesome day. Definitely worthwhile getting dressed up in Berghain fashion to give everyone something to smile about. But whilst I've got some airtime, I was just hoping to quickly and shamelessly plug the fitness event which I've organised for its second year in Scotland. This one is called the Braw Fitness Games. It's a functional fitness endurance race. It's being held on the 31st of August in Blairgowrie, Scotland. It was really well received last year. Honestly, everyone had a great time. We just want it to be bigger and better this year. I'll just give a quick breakdown of the race. You can enter as a mixed female or male pair. There are 10 functional workout endurance zones consisting of things like tire flips, tire drags, beer keg ground to overheads. There's some stuff with sandbags and rope pulls. Before each of those 10 zones, there's a 300 meter run, and your score is your time for the entire event. Just jump onto the Braw Fitness Games Instagram page and hit the link in the bio if you want to get tickets. Braw spelt B-R-A-W. Drop us a message on there as well, direct message if you've got any questions. And yeah, please do get involved. And thanks again, Rockzone Podcast, for letting me plug this.
So yeah, head to at Braw Fitness Games on Instagram for more details, or for all the details on how you can get involved. So Max, shall we see how Nathan is getting on with his challenge?
I am dying to get Nathan back on the show.
I'm back.
Right, Nathan, your time is officially up. And it's time for you to reveal what you have written in your email to Mintra. But not only that, what have you posted on Instagram? Did you manage to put a petition together?
Yes, I did. It was a frantic 15 minutes. I found the top that is closest to a Welsh top that I've got. I don't have a Welsh top.
You did an outfit change.
I was going to say, yeah, I've just looked at the Instagram poll and I was like, straight away he's in red. Respect. Like.
And yeah, usually when I'm doing an Instagram post, it takes me a good couple of hours, but I have to just do one or two takes
and put it up there. shall we listen to what you said? Hang on, let me play it out for you.
Hi everyone. So at the Rock Zone, we think it's a travesty that at the High Rocks Relay World Championships this year, there's an England team, an Ireland team, a Scotland team, but Wales have been left out. We want to put pressure on High Rocks to put in a Wales team. So please let us know what you think by answering this poll.
Like, no nonsense, professional.
Thank you.
To the point. Yeah. Love it.
But more, even more to the point, what were the actual results, Nath?
So as we speak, 70% of people would love to see a Wales team.
Of course they would. Of course they would. 70%. And how strong does that now sound? You know, you were mocking me for the votes. Should we see how many votes we've had? Because that's also funny. We've had, do you know what? Not too bad. Total votes, we've had 24, which is actually probably about 20 more than I thought we'd have.
Mikey, while you've got the results up,
yeah.
Can you name and shame someone who's voted no full team wins?
Oh, yeah. Barrett. So we've got Ashley Lowe. She said no.
Ooh,
Harley Fawkes, Darren Bailey, and Shane Kerr. So yeah, boo to you. They were the massive four that said no.
the big four, yeah, notorious, yeah. Notorious. Yeah. Okay, well, now that we've got the Instagram section out of the way, we've got the people's votes behind us, let's get to the most important part. Nathan, please read out your email that you've written to Mintra. And for all of you who don't know, Mintra is the global race director. So the person who continues to put HYROX together, but also was the person who originally created the whole concept. As far as I understand. In any case, she's no small fish, okay? She's one of the top dogs.
Okay, so here it goes. Dear Mintra, how are you? Apologies for not sending an email for a while. The rest of the Roxanne podcast team put a ban on me right into HYROX, but they have lifted a ban so I can ask for a small favor. The nation of Wales have had a tough time recently. We came last in the Six Nations rugby tournament.
True.
And being left out of a HYROX mixed relay world championships was a bitter pill to swallow. Could you find it in your cold hearts to add Wales as a wildcard 21st team? We have put a poll on Instagram. 70% of listeners would love to see a Welsh team compete. Well, maybe not compete, but have a go. Kind regards, Nathan.
Okay, before you hit send, I'd like you to remove cold heart.
No! Let's keep it in. That's amazing.
It's plural. Plural. It's not your cold heart. I said cold hearts. So like the organization of HYROX.
Okay.
So that S is very important.
I'd change it to collective hearts. You don't want to piss them off. Remember, our result here is to get Wales on the grid, okay?
Collective hearts.
Collective hearts, yes.
Okay.
That's the one amendment I'd have.
Do I need to add any kisses at the end?
No, you do not need to add any kisses. However, you do need to sign it sincerely, Nathan Petrie, Wales team captain.
Yeah, self-appointed.
In brackets, self-appointed.
In fact, could you make an email signature that says that?
Wales team captain, I'll do, right?
Yeah.
That will do. Hit send.
Okay. I've got to add Mintra's email in.
Surely she's saved in favorites, mate.
No. But I've taken it away because I didn't want to send it by mistake before it's been polished and it's sent.
Fantastic.
And with that action being completed, the ban is back in place and we will wait to see what Mitra comes back to us with her cold heart indeed. Might I say, actually, at this point, Mintra might be listening and be in the stage of giving birth. So on a more serious note, many congratulations. I don't know why that's funny. I meant that quite sincerely.
I did, but I just like the fact that the Roxanne podcast is part of her birthing plan. As she's,
hey, you never know. She might be listening to it in the baby ward, recovering.
So with HYROX Berlin out the way, next in the diary for us is HYROX London.
Home turf.
Yeah.
Well, not for me anymore, but for most of the Roxanne members.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And if you're there and you fancy joining us for the recording of our 100th episode.
Let's be honest, it's not voluntary. If you're listening to this, please, you have to come.
Yeah.
It's amazing we've made it to this 100th episode. So
yeah.
You've got to be there.
Yeah, I know. It's always a worry when you put a call out like this and you're like, are we just going to be sitting on our own?
Hey, man, we've done 100 of these things. I want to know exactly how many fans we have. Okay. Even if it's 4 people, fine. Just show up, please.
Yeah. Anyway, this is a reminder that we will be doing it at the Cumberland Arms pub, which is literally just around the corner from Kensington Olympia. We're going to be doing it on Sunday, the 5th of May at around 5 p.m. We're saying 5 p.m. We just need to wait for our race times and things like that before it's 100% confirmed. Yes. Probably just keep an eye on our Instagram. Anyone and everyone is welcome. But should we talk about the rest of our plans for the weekend? Max, what are you doing? Is the Beer Rocks happening with Tom Hogan?
Yeah, so we've been a little bit quiet on that front. Mm-hmm. I don't like
that sigh. That sigh says a lot.
It does say it all. I think it was a spur of the moment kind of thing that I said.
Mm.
And most of the time those things make for good content. Like when I challenged JK to do a sled pull race. That is still going to happen at some point.
Nice.
However, we do need to get Beer Rocks sanctioned by Hyrox.
Yeah.
First and foremostly. And on top of that, it would help if I trained a little bit.
I've also realised the Hyrox Young Stars is launching in Olympia this weekend. So that's the Hyrox version with all the kids. I love the thought of you and Tom just being pissed running around.
Leading by example. Leading by example. Well, look, this isn't me going back on my word and saying it's never going to happen. However, it's not going to happen right now. I spoke to Tom. Tom is still very much keen to do this.
Yeah.
It's not on him. I do want to say that. It's more on me for not having organized this and also just not being in shape enough to do this.
Fair play.
To be quite honest. However, little consolation prize for mm-hmm. everyone, okay? On the note of not being in great shape, I am still going to be racing with Tom. However, he's going to give it his full.
He's going full send.
He's going full send. He's going full beans on toast, whatever the Irish equivalent of it might be. And I am going to report back firsthand just how ridiculous I imagine these elite races in our sport actually perform at.
So you're still doing a doubles with him, and your yes. goal is to basically keep up with him or see how much faster he is than you. Is that kind of right. what you're thinking in your head?
That's exactly what I'm thinking. But as I'm sharing this, I think we should have some kind of wager, I feel, on what percentage of the actual exercises I'm going to be able to complete.
Okay.
So if it's above an agreed threshold, I win the challenge and I get your unwavering respect and support.
Sure, sure.
However, if I lose, mm-hmm. I'll be willing to do some kind of sacrifice.
You got to do another shoey. Yeah, right, cool. I'm glad that's locked in.
Is that, I mean, I can do a shoey. I can do a shoey, but I was hoping for something a little more creative.
Yeah, sure. So explain this to me a little bit more. So, because obviously you're going to do the runs, right? Now, traditionally in Hyrox, and you know, because I'm sure there's some people going, what about the rules, especially Nathan, you know, you're supposed to run together, right? But you're going to yes. just let Tom go off, do the, like, let's, it's probably two laps, run the two laps, and then he's going to wait for you before you go into, say, the ski erg at the start. Is that kind of the plan, what you're thinking there?
No, that's not the
Oh, right.
Yeah. At all, where do you get that from, Mikey?
What the hell are you thinking? No, we're going to race legitimate Hyrox, okay? There's no cheating involved.
Yeah.
Because one partner not running would be condemned.
Yeah.
Right? No, not condemned?
No, I didn't mean not running. Condemned. I mean, he's going to be ahead of you. So when he gets to the Rock Zone in arch, he's going to have to wait for you to catch up. That's what I'm saying.
No, but he's going to be so shattered because he's going to have to do like all the sled pull or something like that. So then
it's nice of you to say, Nathan, that Tom Hogan is going to run slower than me just because he's done a bit of a sled push. he's still going to be faster than me. No, I imagine there might be some sort of lead that is attached to my waist, like a toddler, and Tom is dragging me around.
Brilliant. As I said, Hyrox Young Stars are there. I'm sure there's one kicking about. So
yeah. I'm sure we can get that arranged. If not, I'll borrow Paul's dog collar. what I was actually suggesting is we race a normal Hyrox. However, him being the stronger partner, he's probably going to be fitter and more able to do more of the exercises. So as is the case with newbies or less fit people when doing a doubles, they tend to do a lower percentage of the exercises, right?
Yeah.
So I think we should agree on a threshold of percentage that I need to reach. So like 25% of the work done was by me.
Sure.
And if I get below that, I need to do some kind of sacrifice.
Okay. Where's your head at? What do you reckon you can achieve?
I reckon 25% would be pretty good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't feel completely shit if that were the case.
Yeah.
But maybe just for the sake of you know, making it a little bit more interesting, should we say a third?
Yeah.
I need to do a third. That means Tom's still doing double the amount that I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds pretty fair.
Right. Okay. How about we put a call out to the community? The next community question should be, what is my punishment if I fail to contribute even a third to the race?
Start cooking up, guys. Start getting thinking.
Please do your worst. Okay. It might actually motivate me. Let's shift focus to someone else in the room. Nathan is still not fit and able to race, I believe. Mikey, what have you got planned?
Well, before we skip over for Nathan, my big question to you is, what stats will you be getting? Like, what's on the target list? Surely you've got some burpees to be counting or something.
Well, I'll be counting something for sure. Will there be burpees? Will there be lunges? Will I be just counting how many infractions there are on the sled pull? I haven't decided yet. I don't know if I'm volunteering. Maybe I'll do a bit of volunteering. I'll see.
Very casual for a man who's so regimented. Nathan, ask this. You can definitely adjudicate mine and Tom's race and accurately determine if I'm meeting the 33% threshold or not.
That does sound fun.
And he's not even joking.
Mikey, what are you doing?
So I'm racing the individual open on Sunday, and then I've also signed up to a pro doubles on Monday, and I've sort of completely deleted this out of my mind that I'm double racing on on it. I'm racing with Dan Barrett. He's previously been on the pod. He's the running coach. Yeah, so he's qualified for Worlds, and he was just like, he sort of said to me, like, do you fancy doing a race? It'll be a good warm-up for me for Worlds. And I was like, yeah, sure, you know, I'd love to help you out. And then I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm racing with someone who's qualified for Worlds. I'm slower than you. I'm going to run a race on Sunday. I'm like, okay, this might be a little bit more tricky. I might have bitten off a little bit more than I can chew.
Hey, welcome to my world. Welcome to my world. You know what? I was just thinking on that note. You're racing with someone who's qualified for Worlds. Like, that's cool. You could have a shot at getting into Worlds. And I was just thinking, oh my God, what if Tom Hogan does so good and I don't get in his way enough that we qualify for Worlds? And
amazing.
then I just instantly thought, there's no fucking chance that's happening. Let's be honest. there's no way. Sorry, Mikey. You've double stacked yourself.
Yeah. I'm just going to eat my body weight in food on Sunday and hope that I'm ready to race again on Monday.
Hey, that's what I did in Berlin, and it didn't work at all. So, sounds like a plan. So that brings us to the end of today's episode. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. And I hope you enjoy this new kind of form that the podcast is taking shape in. Slightly more relaxed, slightly more candid, if you can call it that. Don't forget, you can always find more of our content on Instagram at RockZonePod is where you'll find that. And importantly, if you've made it this far, that's also where you're going to see me put a call out to what sacrifice I'm going to be doing. And more importantly than that, any kind of updates to Team Wales to be shared by Nathan Petrie, the Wales ever endearing and hopeful team captain.
Oh, can I just point out the poll has gone down to 66% on Wales.
Oh, come on. Wales enthusiasts, we need you. This is your call to arms.
Genuinely, Nathan, I think someone's changed their vote from a yes to a no.
Nathan, I'm gonna give you the floor to rally the troops and see this pod out.
Well, inspirational speeches aren't what I'm known for, but I'll give it my best shot. I don't know what I say. Let's do it. Let's get behind Wales and let's beat all of the other British Isles teams. What more can I say?
Literally nothing. 3, 2, 1. Rock Zone out.
Rock Zone out.
Rock Zone out.